what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And as we've been doing this whole week, we're going to start with the non-coronavirus news and just get that up there first, because we're all tired of this. We're coroned out. All righty. So let's start with Joe Biden. Apparently, he was in an interview, a press briefing yesterday, where he literally forgot the question he was asked. And it is just amazing that the Democrats are putting this guy forward as their candidate, unless they want Trump to have a second term. Of course, with everything going the way it is with the country right now, that may be exactly what they want. You know, Trump gets to inherit the mess that's going to happen over the next few years. And they tarnish the Republicans with it, and they come back and try again for a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president. Anyway, Biden is dealing with his own, hang on, I got to take this off. For those of you listening on the radio, I was wearing a mask with a smile drawn on it. Excuse me. All right, so let's get back to this thing. Biden is dealing with his own accusation of sexual impropriety, and it underscores the hypocrisy of Hollywood, because, you know, they basically turned a blind eye to Harvey Weinstein until it got exposed in the press. And then, of course, they said, oh, you know, Me Too, and it's terrible and horrible things. And now that Biden is dealing with it, again, Hollywood has gone silent, absolutely silent on this thing. Biden made a point of talking about his 5 grandchildren. He actually has 7 of them. Now, there's been a little bit of an incident, and in this case, I have to side with the captain on this. On the USS Theodore Roosevelt, as you're probably already aware, the captain wrote a letter basically saying something had to be done to protect the crew of the ship because they were testing positive for COVID-19. And he CC'd about 20 people on the letter. And somebody, nobody knows who, but somebody leaked it to the San Francisco Chronicle. And it went public from there. And, of course, it was big news. And the Navy commander of the aircraft carrier, Captain Brett Crozier, was fired, was relieved of his command. And as he was leaving the ship, the entire ship's crew got together, chanting his name, Captain Crozier, and applauding and everything. Now, the Secretary of the Navy is basically out there saying that he violated chain of command, which is not exactly accurate because the letter was addressed to his next superior up the line. Pardon me. And then they said, well, the problem is the letter going public made, the families of the crew panic and wonder what was going on. Well, we don't know that Captain Crozier leaked it. And so I think he shouldn't have been fired. A reprimand, maybe, but you don't get rid of an experienced carrier commander that easily. And hopefully they'll reinstate him or something. Anyway, let's take a phone call. John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I called in yesterday. I was the second to last caller, and I was telling you that I was thinking there was a financial reset going on, right?
Yes.
And Stadmiller on his show was playing the video from Dana Ashley with the citizen journalism, all the people going to the hospitals and videotaping, and I looked her up just to check one of her videos, and I ended up with her video from early March about the 5G. And I took in about, you know, I took in about a third of that video, and I think it makes a lot of sense. They could just be rolling out the 5G as well. And, you know, if any of that science is accurate, that we're getting blasted with 60 hertz, and it impacts the oxygen going to the hemoglobin, going to the rest of the, you know, organs in the body. You know, if they rolled that out in Wuhan and all that stuff, I mean, telling everybody to stay home, well, then we can't see them installing all the 5G stuff. The next stimulus package, they're already talking about massive infrastructure. That would include 5G installation. You know, her video was very good. Sam Blumenthal was up there asking all the technology guys, how much money have you put into research if the 5G is harmful to humans? No money whatsoever. You know, so I think there's some legitimacy to that. So I think it's, you know, it's kind of a two-pronged attack. And now, you know, the way they talk about flatten the curve and it's going to be a real bad 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, every state, you know, they're giving you these graphs about when it's about to peak. I mean, if the science is there and they turn on the 5G switch, you know, people are going to have respiratory problems. There's no phlegm in their lungs. So what is it? It could be, you know, radiation sickness. And this thing could definitely peak as they roll out 5G.
Let me cut in here. First of all, 60 hertz is house current. Okay.
And I'm sorry. You're exposed. 60 gigahertz, yeah.
Okay. Second of all, while I am concerned about the sum total of all electromagnetic radiation that is impacting us every day from AM and FM radio stations, TV stations, two-way radios, and all the rest of that, singling out 5G, I think, pardon me, is very inappropriate. And I think the problem is that the United States was very slow on a 5G rollout because they didn't want to spend the money. And that's why we're seeing all this negative stuff about 5G so that we stay with our 4G and 3G phones. I obviously disagree. I don't think that 5G is any more or less dangerous than any other radio source that's out there. And again, I think it's fake news trying to claim.
Okay. I'm not going to come down on one side or the other. I saw her video. I know people have talked about it. You know, I mean, if she's going on for it, she doesn't sound like a hit and run. Let me drop a conspiracy theory, slap you in the face with it, and take off. So I agree with you going, yeah, maybe it's not there, but if we are going, you know, if a wireless router is 2.4 gigahertz and then you're going to 60, I don't know, you know. So, I mean, like I said, I want all things entertained because, you know, I told you yesterday, I'm going in the Nashville hospitals. I'm taking photographs of all these tents outside these hospitals, and there's one power cord going in there, and it's not filled with people. But all of a sudden, in 2 weeks, you fill those things with crisis actors, and that's the way we're all thinking. All of us people that have been had the wool pulled over our eyes over the mass shootings and all the other stuff, you know, you fill those things with crisis actors in 2 weeks. I'm not going to say it's 5G right out of the gate either, but they're going to scare the living hell out of everybody. And again, I do go with the financial reset thing because, I mean, really, you stop the United States economy for 2 full months. Now, what is that effect? You know what I mean? It's not about, you know, hurting the poor. I don't think they're trying to hurt anybody. It's like you had said before. They're just going to get the numbers are finally going to line up. The numbers that we thought they were, like when Obama left office, unemployment was double digits, not 5%. Yeah, well, now the numbers will all line up once this thing is over with. But, you know, again, none of us like it. And I would have never heard of Dana Ashley if, you know, Stead Miller didn't bring her up. But I ended up finding that video. And, it does end up getting knocked down. But let me throw this in there, too, by the way, because I just turned on Alex Jones for 10 minutes today. But, my gosh, if he wasn't just going on and on about the body count's going to go through the roof, I mean, he really just sounds like a guy who got his marching orders going, tell everybody the body count's going to go way up and all this stuff. And I'm like, gosh, you know, because he really did turn to some other side of whatever. So like I said, we don't know what's going to happen in the next 2-3 weeks, but I'm going to take the White House's word for it that things are going to get really, really bad. It's going to get bad. And I want us all to entertain all topics. And that's what your show's good for. We can entertain all topics, and we don't lose our sanity when the, you know what I mean?
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. All right. So thanks a lot for the phone call.
Sure.
We're going to let you go here. And Again, I'm concerned about the sum total of all electromagnetic radiation that we are exposed to, whether it's EMF coming from our computers and our appliances, AM/FM over-the-air broadcasting, TV over-the-air broadcasting. There's a lot of radio noise out there. There's radio noise coming down from outer space, as a matter of fact. So it's not like unless you want to live your life in a Faraday cage, it's just a fact of life. Is it having an effect? Maybe. Nobody really wants to look. I do know that in a lot of places around the world, there are now basically rules where powerful transmitters have to be sited away from residential districts. And I think that's a very good thing, because you don't want to be basically living in what amounts to a giant microwave oven. Anyway, getting on to the economic news here, $5 crude oil could put Canada's oil sands out of business. So Canada's feeling the pinch of the plummeting oil prices, along with the American shale industry as well. And hundreds of rural petrol stations, gas stations, are facing closures as fuel demand dries up during the coronavirus lockdown. And yeah, there's a surplus of gasoline at a time when demand is way, way down. And what was really interesting is you're starting to see pictures of areas that normally have tremendous amounts of pollution, and the skies are clear and the birds are singing, and they've actually got animals that are, coming back in from nature because the streets are all deserted. All right, we're going to take some more phone calls. Joe in Tennessee, aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday. But I'm very happy the Navy took the command from that admiral or captain. I'm sorry. I mean, yes. The Theodore Roosevelt is a ship of war. Okay, and
yes.
he leaked and he didn't follow the chain of command, and he wrote a letter about the situation on his vessel, and he spread it around outside his chain of command, and it leaked out. Now, whether he leaked it on purpose or somebody he sent it to leaked, it was a huge violation of security. I mean, it's a wonder, this captain forgets that his ship is a ship of war, okay? And, you got coronavirus patients and whatever. You follow the chain of command. This is a war, basically, against the virus. But, I mean, how many of America's enemies, like potentially Iran or China, I mean, now they know that, a few coronavirus patients on a Navy ship can decapacitate the vessel and have to go to Guam. And, I mean, this is crazy. This guy, I mean, I don't know what touchy-feely education he had as far as being a master of a vessel, but he forgot that he's the master of a ship of war is the problem. I mean, he's probably got a bunch of women on there, and they probably put him through training on anger management. Yes?
Joe, I think the claim that we're at war against the virus is more of a metaphor. I really don't think an aircraft carrier is going to be all that effective against a virus anyway.
well,
send up the jets here and try and shoot the little things? I don't think it's going to
really
work.
No, but what I'm saying is that
a captain is responsible not just for the ship and for the mission, but for the men and women under his command. And to be very honest, now I'm not in the Navy, I don't pretend to be, but in my opinion, while he probably should have not distributed the letter to quite so many people and should have followed the chain of command, I think he did the right thing. He said, we've got a problem on the ship, because whether it gets out or not, if enough people get sick on that ship, the ship is incapacitated. I mean, it was no secret on board the ship itself that people were getting sick and people were coming down with this coronavirus. And I think he did the right thing. Had we actually been in a shooting war and he was out there on the front lines, that would be different. But it's just an aircraft carrier out on patrol, to basically look good, to do a sales pitch here. I think he did a good thing. I think the Navy overreacted, maybe a reprimand, a letter in his folder. But to relieve him of his command over this, I think they overreacted.
Well, personally, I think he should be court-martialed for it, because he took America's ship of war, an aircraft carrier, and basically now it's useless. It's at Guam for what could be just a mild flu or a serious flu. I mean, these aren't a bunch of 80-year-old people with diabetes that are dying. These are healthy, naval young men and women. Then once again, I think that this is the touchy-feely Navy, the anger management, women's rights. and then they fall in love with their crew instead of being masters and captains of a vessel of war. And when I said we're at war with the virus, we are. But the boat is not at war with the virus, but as a nation, we have to suck it up and be strong and hard, and you'd expect a branch of the military to do that. And when you do have a weakness, not to let that weakness get out into the media. That's why he should be court-martialed, because he is a weak man, but because he's weak as far as letting his crew run right over him. But his real major flaw was allowing the...
Wait a minute. We don't know who leaked the letter to the press. Okay?
Yeah, but let's gave it outside his change of command, so he's responsible for it being leaked, because if he would have went through the chain of command, it wouldn't have been leaked. The leak came from somebody he sent it to, but the fact of the matter is he sent it to somebody that leaked it, and that's where he violated the chain of command, and therefore he should be court-martialed for that. He really should. This is a ship of war. This isn't like kids out on a cruise boat for having a good time. This is we'd never win World War II against the Japanese with guys like this.
Joe, yeah? Let me ask you a question. Let's say that the captain followed the chain of command and he sent a letter up the chain of command. What do you think the Navy's going to do with an aircraft carrier with basically an epidemic on board? They would have done exactly the same thing. They would have put the ship into port, they would have gotten the crew off, and they would have started sterilizing the ship, which is exactly what's happening right now. Because if you keep that boat out at sea under this idea that it's a ship of war and the entire crew comes down sick, then that asset is basically unavailable anyway, regardless of where it is.
But he violated operational security by allowing our enemies to know that our vessel was disabled because of the coronavirus, because he lacked going through the chain of command. You're right. It probably would have went to Guam anyway, and maybe their spies in Guam would have picked it up. But this issue has been public and publicized to our enemies because the captain violated the chain of command, and somebody leaked the information about a coronavirus basically disabling one of our ships of war. And that's, once again, that's a captain should know better than that. I mean, he's educated. He's surely reminded of that chain of command. And that's why he should be court-martialed, in my view. I'm just, I'm sorry.
I disagree.
Yep. Well,
I disagree. Like I said, I'm not Navy, but had I been in his position, maybe I would have used a more secure email system, and maybe I would have confined the letter to the immediate chain of command. But I would have done exactly the same thing and said, we've got to do something. We've got to keep our crew healthy, because he's responsible for the crew, including their health, not just the ship, not just the hardware, not just the aircraft.
That's obvious, but he didn't. His violation of the chain of command is the issue. That's why he was relieved of command, was because he violated the chain of command, and the Navy did the right thing. And once again, he should be court-martialed for his security lapse. I mean, you lose your security clearance in the Navy. I work for MSC, and they still never told me even why I lost my security clearance. I think it was because of something somebody else did on another boat. But you have a captain that violates security rules and violates the chain of command about an aircraft carrier, a ship of war, and he doesn't lose his security clearance? I mean, why should he be held to such a light standard? He should be held to a high standard. And therefore, he should lose his, I think he should be court-martialed. Now, maybe not a dishonorable discharge, but discharge him. I think that you make an example out of this man. This is a violation of he'd lose his security clearance if he worked in the Merchant Marine, I'll tell you that right now. And how could you have a captain of an aircraft carrier without a security clearance, So I'm sorry, but,
I would agree on that one, that possibly because he sent that letter to so many people, his security clearance would have to be reevaluated. But again, I think a reprimand would have been sufficient and adequate. It would certainly have kept him from flag promotion. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go.
Thanks,
I got to take a break from commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a fundraising drive. And we need your help. If we're going to stay on the air, we need your help. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And of course, donations to whatreallyhappened.com can be made at the website. All right, so let's go back to the phones here to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Joe from Tennessee. The chain of command, are you serious? Dude, let me tell you, Edward Snowden tried to follow the chain of command. How'd it work out for him?
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on now. Let's follow the chain of command. Let's talk about the Fat Leonard scandal, you know? No, Mike.
You're right about that.
The Navy is probably the most corrupt of all the armed forces. I mean, all the armed forces have a bureaucracy. That's the chain of command is a bureaucracy, okay? It's basically these people are all connected to the military-industrial complex, and Joe, you talked about that before. So, but the chain of command, this wouldn't have happened. The Navy probably tried to cover this up, Mike. Remember, like, with the mishaps with the ships running into oil tank, cargo ships and stuff? You know, and then they tried to blame it on, like, GPS. Yeah, our GPS got jammed.
Yeah, do you remember the Turks who claimed it was a deliberate attack? They claimed these very expensive cargo and tanker ships deliberately tried to ram our military vessels, which didn't, of course, make the military vessels look all that good because they're supposed to be fast and maneuverable and be able to get out of the way.
Again, people are not... We are an empire run by an oligarchy, and that includes your chain of command in the armed forces. I hate to break it to you. That's why when these generals leave, they go to work for Bechtel, you know, or Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, and other companies like that. It's a revolving door. So chain of command. That's what I think about the chain of command in this country. What about the chain of command in our government? Like, just what about our government in general? You know, the fish rots from the head down, and it's all rotted, top to bottom. That includes the military. It's rotted. It's rotted, man. Remember, like, when Trump was running, he needs to fire the first 300 or 500 generals, you know? That's the rot, man. You know? That's your chain of command, basically, right? the whole system, you know? But Mike, I got to switch gears on the first caller. The 5G thing is bunk. Because 60 gigahertz, Mike, I don't know if you knew this. This came out years ago. There was an HDMI wireless adapter. You can connect to your TV. It does 60 gigahertz. It doesn't go through walls. If you walk in front of it, it blanks out. It's got to have a line of sight. And 5G is safer than the other ones because that's why they have to put all those towers closer together because they lose the signal.
It's lower power. You know,
yeah, exactly. But, Mike, Iran doesn't have 5G. Russia don't have 5G yet. But there's cases over there. So that whole thing is bunk. That's put out as bunk. You know,
all I can say is if people are worried about 5G, then maybe they could make some tinfoil hats to go along with their face masks.
Well, you know, in the UK, did you see that story where they set some of the towers on fire because of these celebrities saying it was 5G? There was a story on that today or yesterday about some of the towers were set ablaze because of this bunk about 5G. It's going to fry us. Didn't they do the same thing about the microwave? Yeah, if you want to put yourself in the microwave. But come on, man. Like, 5G is a crap story, and I keep hearing this from some of your callers. They go into the hospital and they're empty. Well, maybe the lobby's empty, but how do you know those rooms are not filled? Like the ICU, like do you go into the ICU? You know, I mean,
you're not going to be allowed in there.
Exactly. But
I mean, if you just walk in off the street and if you don't know an actual patient there, they'll let you see the patient in their room, but you're not allowed to go into the other rooms. You know, and it's for your protection as much as anything else. And so, yeah.
And Mike, again, if it's about the economic system, like basically in the West collapsing, then why would Russia and Iran and China go along with it? Because they have their own systems coming up. You know, why would they have, you know what I mean? So that whole, I'm sorry, folks, but this thing is probably real. Just because we have a clapping economic system problem doesn't mean this virus is fake. It could be at the same time. Yeah, it's a coincidence, but, you know, all these cases. And, Mike, by the way, I don't know if you heard this, but there was an inside leaked memo from the UK saying be prepared for 1,000 deaths a day till at least past Easter, you know, so they're going to see a lot of death in the UK, and we're going to see a lot of death. And Mike, I also read another story about Lombardy, Italy, how there was reports of
I'm going to have to put you on hold there, Dustin.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And, Dustin, you had one more thing you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, about Lombardy, Italy, where they have, like, that, just Italy and Lombardy. Mike, there's, like, articles going back to November talking about, like, this pneumonia that was going around. I don't know if you saw anything on that, but could it have been, like, lingering? Maybe it started in Lombardy, Italy, and went to Wuhan, or maybe that went to Lombardy, Italy earlier, but there's articles on it happening in Lombardy, Italy, like in maybe October or something. But there was talk about some strange pneumonia going on, so it makes you think, right?
Yeah, could be. Know? I mean, they were a little late in identifying that this was a whole new disease.
And look at the death rate they got in Italy. It's pretty damn high, man. I mean, it's pretty bad over there. It's dropped only slightly, Mike. I mean, it's I think 700 something died in the last 24 hours. This is nuts, you know. But Mike, one more thing before I get off the phone. This is to Joe from Tennessee. We're at war with a virus, but we lost the war because you ain't got no masks, PPEs, and gloves. That's it. Game over. Go home. Right. That's it.
Yep.
Not enough to go around. It's too late. The time production ramps up. Now, did you see all the things like China? They're pumping them out, and supposedly the U.S. bought a whole bunch from France. Did you hear about that story? They were supposed to go to France.
Yeah, and the U.S. came on in and just said, we'll give you cash for them.
That must have rolled up a truck full of it, huh? But
yep.
And then, on John from Tennessee. Yeah, you're wrong, dude. 5G has nothing to do with it. It's a safe technology. I mean, it is radiation per se, but I mean, this whole thing began with the microwave and all this other crap, and 5G has nothing to do with this, because just look at Iran. They don't have 5G, like I said, and they have a lot of cases. So that throws that theory out the window big time, right?
Yes, it really does. All right, well, Dustin, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are loaded up here. Before we take another phone call, though, the mailbox is filling up with all kinds of comments, and I'm going to read one of them to you right now. Joe needs to shut up about the Navy captain. He has no military background, meaning Joe from Tennessee, and knows nothing. Ships need to operate at 100% readiness. Clearly, it was not and cannot be at the moment. And this is from a retired U.S. Navy personnel. So I'm in agreement here. I think the captain did the right thing. May have done it the wrong way, but he did the right thing. And even when they gave the press conference, they said they were sure the captain was operating from the best possible motives. I think a letter of reprimand would have been sufficient for this. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here now, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Not that captain. I put that on my Facebook yesterday, too. That man is a hero and a patriot, okay? I don't care about this stupid chain of command, and I'm ex-military myself, okay? You know, I was in like 3 years, okay, Army. But anyway, people got to understand something. It's about time the military started to disobey some of the stupid orders they've got. I wish the captain of that ship that fired on Iran, on Syria both times, both year, 2 years in a row, over the false flag chemical attack, I wish the captain of that either of them ships would have refused to fire the missiles. That would have been the thing. We got it. That would send a message to the scum that run this country right now, the evil government and military-industrial complex, the empire, to say no, enough is enough. Even the military is saying no. And that's what ended the Vietnam War, by the way. Mike, I don't know if you know that. A lot of soldiers refusing to go out in the field, ragging of officers and high-ranking enlisted men. Okay? That's finally ended it. Okay? And, you know, but of course, we had a draftee army at the time, mostly, you know, a good portion draftee. But this is what's neat. I like what happened with that general that wrote that letter to Iraq that we're getting out. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen. But I think there is a sign that the military is getting ready to say no, enough is enough. And we better hope they are, because if they try to pull a martial law in this country, all right, police won't be able to do it. The police, you know, like in New York City, half the police force is now calling out sick. All right? But the military is capable of it. But let's hope, let's pray that the rank-and-file soldiers, right, the lower-ranking enlisted men and the lower-ranking mid-level officers would say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to fire on American citizens. We're not going to bully American citizens. This is not what we took an oath for. I know I wouldn't have done it when I was Army. No way would I fire an American citizen. Somebody told me to. I had an officer who told me to fire an American citizen. I probably turned around and shot him with the M16 right in the head. He's giving me an order like that. Okay? No way. It's about time patriotism takes place over the stupid chain of command. We don't have any enemies, Mike, any external enemies. We have plenty of internal enemies. We don't have external enemies. China is not our enemy, neither is Russia, neither is Iran. Okay? That's made up. All right? There's no reason being put, you know, like you said, oh, that's a ship of war. The ship idiots. That's what it is. They're probably, I don't know, where were they? In the South China Sea? Or somewhere in that vicinity? Where we don't belong. We don't belong in these places, Mike. We need to be dealing with this country, and we got enough problems in this country without having provoke other places. Okay, I'm getting tired of Alex Jones, too, with his TICOMs. You know, the TICOMs did this to us. They're the ones behind it. No, I'm tired of that. I really am tired of that. This is not the way Jones started. When you knew Jones, he wasn't like that. He was against all these wars and stuff like that and all these hostilities. All right? I don't know what's gotten into the guy. I guess he's just such a Trump shill today, he doesn't know any better anymore. I think he's going off the deep end. I heard him earlier. I turned him off finally. I don't know about 5G. I'm not thrilled with it. I don't like any of this really high-tech stuff. I don't trust a lot of it. All right? But that this is causing the virus, I mean, I come on. Like Dustin just said, if that was the case, why wouldn't Iran? Iran doesn't have 5G, right? I'm not sure if New York City is wired for 5G yet or not. But, I mean, come on. Enough is enough with him. And everything, the Chi-Coms. Chi-Coms are not our enemy, Alex.
You need to look at the history of the United States.
Huh? What?
You said you need to look at the history of the United States. Every time it gets the economy into a hopeless mess, they get into a war to distract everybody from it, or at least to have something to blame for it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. And here we are trying to start a war with everybody on the planet.
You know what, Mike? I don't think the American people are going to go with it. I don't even think our military is going to. Especially now what you see with Venezuela, this is ridiculous. Indict the leader of another country saying he's a drug dealer? What about indicting all the people, the drug dealers running this country? What about what the CIA did during Iran-Contra? That was the tip of the iceberg. What they really were doing is if they started the crack epidemic here in the United States. My boy, Gary Webb had it down to science, and of course he mysteriously, so-called, killed himself with two shotgun blasts in the back of his head. Come on. All right? Nobody believes this government anymore. Nobody believes these warmongering dirtbags. Nobody believes a crazed cultist, Zionist cultist, end-time rapture-believing fat pig like Pompeo. Nobody believes y'all anymore. Don't these people understand that? And this clown, I shouldn't say a clown, this guy before, I think it was Joe or something, talking about the ship of war. I don't care if it's a ship of war or not. That captain is a hero, a patriot. He sent, believe me, he fired, you talk about firing a warning shot, he fired a shot over the bow of the establishment in this country, including Trump. All right? Including Trump. He put his men first. He didn't put the military-industrial complex first. He didn't worry about China or Russia or Iran or any of these other places. That's a hero, Mike. That's a patriot.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Don't want to contradict me? Fine. Go right ahead. Bring it on. That man is a hero, Mike. H-E-R-O. Hero. And that's about all I got to say, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dave in New York. I'm going to try and get these last few phone calls before the Lady Love joins us at the top of the hour. Dave in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. Well, it seems to me that we are in a rut of lack of good information, and I appreciate the way you can keep your head together on this whole thing. But there's a number of points that we're kind of lacking in. Number one is the testing. Is it specific? And I've been trying to look into this. I haven't really gotten down to it. I am a scientist, okay, but I haven't really gotten that far with it. The information, who's infected, how many deaths are there, how many patients are there, are these hot spots really, you know, what they're putting on TV? And we see some video accounts. There's, you know, the Ashley videos. Okay, well, there's no time date stamp, and there's no GPS stamp given for these. We can't really verify when and where they were taken. Then the other one, there's this guy on there. He's got a couple clips, cuts on there, and he's a dollar vigilante. At the end of his video, it's an advertisement. It's an infomercial. So, I mean, don't ask me about that. Eyewitness accounts. I'm gathering eyewitness accounts that I see, that I talk to, or I know people who talk to them. John Moore is also getting some of these from the morning show that he has, and I think this is some good, real information. How much and how much of the whole story we're getting, I don't know. The 5G rollout. Now, I'd like your opinion on this. I haven't also looked into this, and I'd like to nail this down, whether there's any chance that the 5G could interact here. Now, what it could do, if it did have an effect, it could raise the number of people who with flu-like symptoms, and they could be pooled in with the others. So, but what is your opinion of the 5G? You're saying that it's definitely not having an effect?
I'm saying that I don't think 5G is any better or worse than any other electromagnetic radiation that we're exposed to on a daily basis. But as one of the earlier callers pointed out, at that extremely high frequency, the radio waves don't penetrate much. In fact, I would not be surprised if they don't really penetrate the human body. And that's why they're building so many 5G nodes, if you will, towers, if you will, so close together, because it's lower power and the radio waves just don't travel that far. They can be blocked by leaves on the trees. So, I don't think 5G is really an issue. I think there was a campaign to basically quell public demand for 5G because our existing cell phone companies didn't want to spend the money to upgrade. They're probably still making payments on the 4G.
Yeah, well, that's rather interesting. What I observe is there's numerous frequencies of 5G. The 60 gigahertz, if they use that, there is a strong absorption band for oxygen at 60 gigahertz. Now, what's that going to do? That's what I need to research. And maybe if I find something out, I will give you a call back, let you know.
Okay, well, if oxygen is absorbing the 60G signal, it's got to re-radiate it some other way, as heat or whatever. It's still going to be an oxygen atom, however.
It's oxygen molecule, O2 absorbs it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what's bonding to hemoglobin, the whole, you know, people, I don't even want to go into it, but it could have an effect, okay? There's no sense talking about it if it doesn't have an effect. So let me do the research.
I seriously doubt the 60 hertz signal is going to get much past your skin.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Okay.
All right. Thanks. We're going to switch to Robert in London. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Hi. This is Robert. I hope you can hear me clearly.
I can. You're on the air.
Right. Yes. I'd like to talk about Dr. Robert Rowan, MD. And he's got a number of YouTube videos out there. This morning, when I woke up, I went to our computer, and there was a missive from Paul Roberts. Yeah.
Yes.
Who he talked about the Dr. Rowan. He has a solution for the COVID-19. He's into ozone therapy, which is a very old, which has been invented since the 1900s, and he has published an amount of details about it, but it's all ignored because that system is public information. You can't take out a patent out on it because it's old information. So therefore, the pharmaceutical companies aren't interested, apparently. But apparently, it's a very simple system to get rid of the COVID-19, and it's to do with you oxygenate the blood. Apparently, in the video, I'm not a doctor in any way, so I can try and what I can gather from the video is that you can two methods. You could either you take a little bit of blood from the patient, you add an amount of oxygen, 100% oxygen, mix it up, and then pump it back into the patient, and or you can even apparently. You just fill your syringe with 100% oxygen, I believe, I could be wrong, and you can just intravenously pump it straight into the blood vessel, apparently. And
well, you can kill somebody that way.
Yeah, that he said that, but that, what it does, it's the nitrogen that kills the body. It's not air.
Robert, I understand it's not air, but oxygen is still a gas, you know, and gas forms bubbles, and inconvenient places can cause death.
Well, I agree. And he talks about that's the bends, etc. I agree. I mean, you...
All right, Robert, I got to let you go.
That is a very important information, in my opinion. Yeah? To the YouTube
Robert,
to have a look.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back after these few words.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go grab these last two phone calls before the top of the hour. Steve in Riverside, what's on your mind today?
Are you there, Mike?
Yes, and you're on the air.
Okay, fine, Mike. Boy, we're going all over the places on subjects right now. But I did want to say about how easy it is to panic the American people. Do you remember when Johnny Carson made a joke about toilet paper?
Yes, I remember when it was almost as effective as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds.
Right. It immediately everybody went down and bought toilet paper, and they created a huge toilet paper shortage. I know when I went back to Indiana to see my parents, they had a big stockpile of it in their basement. But I'm older than you, and I'm sure I'm older than Dustin, but I've seen so much of this before. That panicking is not, it's so easy. I've never seen anything hyped up like this. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, I remember, okay, let's just drop back. There's been a number of these things happening, but the AIDS, HIV panic that hit, they told us it was going to spread to the heterosexual population, and it was going to be another Black Death, and the fear that was ramped up, it brought back the only laughable thing I can remember about it was when they had I just had somebody say I have to get off. Anyway, the point was, they can do whatever they can create such fear in us that they can do what they want. I remember how they supposedly said that the HIV got here. It was out of Africa, then it got to Haiti, then it came into the gay scene in San Francisco and New York, and all these other things. It never made much sense to me. Then they came up and said there was a gay flight steward that went around. And I'm on the air.
Oh, you're on air?
Yeah, everybody seems to want to use the phone at this time. Anyway, like, yeah, it's just, she's got a school. Okay, so the whole thing never made much sense to me. The one thing that I remember that did make a lot of sense was the British doctor that published the book of Who Murdered Africa, and what he said, it was created in the germ laboratories at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and then put into smallpox vaccinations to Africa, and also in gammagolian shots that were distributed to the here in the States. But the whole thing then this died away, sort of, didn't it? It never spread to the heterosexual population, and we all moved on. But Magic Johnson and kid that...
Steve, I got to let you go. Yeah, we got to move on, and you've got to let somebody else use the phone. So we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back with hour two.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.